Prestige Jayco pre-game interview.
We're lucky enough to be joined for Prestige Jayco by a man who was a pretty handy player himself over more than 100 games for the Saints. He had the one game with Brisbane until, unfortunately, injury ended his career. But he's made his way as a coach, firstly at the NT Thunder, before making his way down to the Tigers with their VFL program, and is now, of course, a development coach with the VFL season done and dusted. Great to join a man who is a Darwin native in Xavier Clark. Xavier, thanks for your time. Tom King, Ben Casanilia, and Tom Lonergan in the K-Rock Hub. Can you give us a bit of a sense of the weather in Darwin as we join you from a very cold K-Rock Hub at 8 degrees.
Hey guys, thanks for having me firstly, and very kind with the introduction, mate. But I think mate, it's actually Darwin winter here at the moment, so it's actually the dry season. It's a bit cooler than what it normally is, but obviously if you're a bit foreign to Darwin, and a few boys are battling a fair bit as well with the heat at the same time, but it's actually not too bad. It's pretty cool tonight compared to what it was yesterday. We got here yesterday and had a run, and it was a bit muggy, but it's actually not too bad tonight. So hopefully it sort of stays this way.
Okay, because last night both Carlton and Gold Coast really struggled to handle the footy. Would that potentially change the way Richmond go about it tonight?
Not necessarily. We're aware of it. But our boys did get to watch the game. Obviously, the benefit of that's been on last night. Got to sit back and watch the game. It's funny because it does look very slippery, and most of the slipperiness comes from the player's jumper and the sweat. When you'll notice, I think, when someone kicks a ball in, it's a new ball. You'll find that players actually mark the ball okay, but once it's in dispute and goes around for a bit longer, and guys are taking chest marks, the ball gets more slippery as it stays in dispute. So it's just really from the guys sweating, really, where the slipperiness comes from. So if we can handle that, obviously I thought Carlton handled it a little bit better last night, and with beneficiaries of that. So I think if we can get a handle on that, it will go a long way to help us play the game on our terms.
As I touched on, you're a Darwin local. Did all of a sudden phone calls from people you hadn't heard from for years come floating your way, because the tickets are limited to about 6,000 at TIO Stadium tonight?
Yeah, I think it took all of 2 minutes from when they announced the game before I got my first text message asking for tickets. So, I've got all my family's up here. I was lucky enough to get tickets from my immediate family, mum and brothers and sisters and that, but yeah, unfortunately, there's a lot of people that missed out because of the crowd numbers, which is unfortunate, but we understand the reasons why behind that. But it's just great for the Darwin community that this game can happen up here.
Yeah, Xavier, you mentioned that Darwin community. It was great to see so many smiling faces, particularly the kids last night, who obviously the numbers are limited, but they really enjoyed the show and heard Eddie Betts after the game say it sounded like 60,000, not 6,000. But it's great to see the kids get there and enjoy an AFL show.
Yeah, like, footy's, I guess, the lifeline. It's the blood of the communities. Everyone loves it, regardless of what team's up here. And it is great to see there's so many people from the community being able to come to the game as well. I thought that was fantastic to see last night. It's a big weekend here in the Territory. They've had the game last night. They got our game today. They also got the V8 Supercars up here today and tomorrow. So it's all systems go up here in the Territory, and everyone's loving it.
Are you into the supercars?
Not really, mate. I'm not much of a supercar fan, unfortunately. But it would have been actually good to go and sit down and actually have a beer. It would have been nice. So it's something I'm craving at the moment.
Yeah, okay. So in the hub, how have you found the hub environment?
It's actually, to be honest, it's been okay. Like, I think we've been sort of fortunate in a way, because we moved to the Gold Coast and we've stayed there. A couple of other teams have actually moved around to a couple of different hubs in different states, but we've been able to settle in. So which has been, I think, been really good. It's had its benefits. I was lucky enough also that my wife and my two-year-old daughter came up on the second flight. So they're up in Queensland at the moment with me, which is great. And like I said, we're very grateful for that to happen. So it's been okay. We're getting through the season. The boys are enjoying playing footy like every 4 or 5 days. They really enjoy that part of it, which cuts out one training session, which they don't like doing. So playing games, actually, they love doing that. So it's been pretty good, to be honest.
Speaking with Richmond Development Coach Xavier Clark for Prestige Jayco, here's Tom Lonergan.
G'day, Zave. Good luck tonight. I just wanted to ask quickly, is your mum still cooking at TO there? I know I went up with the under 17 girls academy a couple of years ago, and she was the cook for the squad that went up, and she cooked an amazing lasagna, absolutely amazing, one of the best lasagnas I've ever had, Zave. So I said to her, can you come down to Victoria and cook for me, because that was exceptional. Is she still there?
She is, mate. It's good to meet you. She's still there, mate. She does all the catering outside of the Michael Long Centre. And funny enough, I think my mum's got more of a name than I actually do up here at the moment. Everyone loves her for her cooking. So it's pretty funny. Everyone just says, oh, make sure you give your mum a hug for me. And they all call her Auntie Pam. She absolutely loves it.
It was good to chat. And I just wanted to ask, Tom Lynch is... He's featured prominently in the papers down here this week, and obviously been spoken about quite a bit. What have you made of the incident last week? And obviously he does play on that just on the edge there. What have you made of his form and how it's played out?
Yeah, I think Tom's form's been really good, to be honest. I don't think he's the first forward in the history of the AFL to be have a bit of a pepper head and get a little bit angry at times. He does get targeted, and that, I think, you know, he is a key forward for us, and people try to get him off his game. To be honest, I think he's handled it pretty well. You know, everyone has, I guess, that line that they push themselves to. You know, Tom has been doing that. We sort of encourage that. We don't want him to do anything outside the rules or anything like that. But, you know, he like I said, I don't think he's the first key forward to ever be targeted, and I think he's just standing up for himself. He's a bit of a... He can get a little bit angry, Tom, but we love that aggression about him, and we wouldn't change it, and encourage him to keep flying for the ball, keep going for his marks, and certainly crashing in the packs is something that he's really good at.
How much credit are you taking, Xavier, for Jake Arts?
Not too much, to be honest. Jake's been in our VFL program for 5 years. Craig McRae did a lot of work with him as well, but... I think it's just a great story. We all knew that he could play the game, and it's just like, I guess, anyone. You just, once they get an opportunity, you can sort of see what we've been seeing in the VFL for a long period of time. And this year's created some of those opportunities, and he's got it, and he's been fantastic. It was no surprise, I guess, when he started playing that what he could do, especially for the guys that have watched him for a long period of time in the VFL program. So. We're just absolutely pumped for him. I couldn't be more happier for a player to be playing good footy and playing consistent footy, and it's well deserved. And hopefully he can continue to do what he's doing.
And Shea Bolton's really found a spot because of opportunity. And when you're given an opportunity, you just have to grasp it with both hands. And that's what Shea's done.
Yeah, he's the same. You know, he's probably starved of midfield time. With obviously the depth of the midfield we got now, with Dion going out and Trent hurting his hamstring. You know, we had to shuffle the cards a little bit. Shane Edwards staying back home because his wife, or they were expecting, gave Shea an opportunity to play more midfield time. And we always knew he could do that. It was all a matter of how we can get him in there. He's really enjoying his time and having extra time on ball. And, certainly he's playing really good footy. So I think the issue now is how do we shuffle the cards back the other way when, Dion's potentially ready and Shane Edwards may get up at some point. So that would be, obviously another discussion, but we'll sort that out when we get to that issue.
Yeah. Before we let you go, what does Sir Doug Nicholls round mean to you?
I'm certainly pretty proud about the fact that I can still be involved in a personal point of capacity to be able to be here, and especially the Dreamtime game. We all know how significant that is, but I think just the round itself, it's... pretty significant. I think what it does, it lets you reflect as well. We sort of do it as we get older and we get on a bit more, but you reflect on your own footy and what it meant to you and what it's done for not only for myself, the game, but the opportunities it gives for a lot of people, whether it's admin, coaching, playing, community football. It's like I said, it's for community, it's the lifeline, it's the blood of the community. So it's a great reflection week and a great celebration week. I'm very grateful we can do it each year.
Yeah, absolutely. It's fantastic. Xavier, we really appreciate your time. Great to talk to you. Glad you're enjoying being back home and a chance to catch up with some people that you know after obviously going down to the Tigers a few years back after you work with the NT Thunder. Great to talk to you, and we wish you the very best of luck tonight.
Thanks, guys. Much appreciated. Cheers.
Xavier Clark joining us there. Richmond Development Coach joining us for Prestige Jayco. Of course, they are Australia's leading Jayco motorhome dealer.
Prestige Jayco pre-game interview.